Genesis, chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and Egypt heard, and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph, does my father yet live?" And his brothers could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am Joseph your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. And now don't be grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 years, in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a remnant in the earth, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. So now it wasn't you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me father of Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. You hurry, and go up to my father, and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt, come down to me, don't tarry.' And you will dwell in the land of Goshen, and you will be near to me, you, and your sons, and the sons of your sons, and your flocks, and your herds, and all that you have. And there I will nourish you, for there are yet 5 years of famine, or else you will come to poverty, you, and your household, and all that you have. And, look, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. And you will tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you have seen, and you will hurry and bring down my father here." And he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brothers, and wept on them, and after that his brothers talked with him. And its report was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, "Joseph's brothers have come," and it pleased Pharaoh well, and his slaves. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, 'You do this, lead your beasts, and go, you get to the land of Canaan. And take your father and your households, and come to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, this you do, you take wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father, and come. Also don't regard your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours." And the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons, according to the mouth of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver, and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 donkeys laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-donkeys laden with grain and bread and provision for his father by the way. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed, and he said to them, "See that you don't fall out by the way." And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, "Joseph is yet alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." And his heart fainted, for he didn't believe them. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, "It is enough, Joseph my son is yet alive, I will go and see him before I die."